The author H.P. Lovecraft wrote, "But more wonderful than the lore of old men and the lore of books is the secret lore of the ocean." Such is the case in this story. It starts on June 13th, when Chuck Ebersol had a really unusual day. He's a steward at the Wickford Yacht Club.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to need your stern line here real quick, too.
He spends his day helping skippers moor their boats to the dock.
I'm going to make that one.
It was on a day like this one, quiet and calm, that he noticed the water suddenly change. The current picked up, and water rushed out of the harbor. Then he heard a pop. Pops are never good.
Oh, it sounded like a little bit like a board ripping. Just push.
The current had ripped a cleat from the dock. It was one of two mooring a sailboat, leaving it dangling on one line. Ebersol and others raced in and secured the boat. And then something unexpected happened. The water that was rushing out started to rush back in.
I've never seen anything like this.
Word of the ocean acting strangely quickly reached North Kingstown Harbor Master Ed Hughes. He and others abandoned a harbor commission meeting to see what was happening at the yacht club.
I got down there pretty much towards the end of it, but I could see where the boats were still being pulled, like with a lot of pressure being pulled from where they were.
He says the water went in and out at an 8 to 9 knot clip.
That's a lot. That's a lot of water rushing by. I mean, for it to take a rope and a cleat off a dock, which is amazing amount of pressure, and it just popped it off like it wasn't even there.
Hughes, Ebersol, and others watched the water oscillate in the harbor for the next 45 minutes or so.
It was just so unique to see it. I mean, we was five of us just shaking our head going, this is different.
News of the curious occurrence at Wickford Harbor made its way to scientists at the University of Rhode Island's Graduate School of Oceanography. Professor of Geophysical Fluid Dynamics, Chris Kincaid, says they quickly pulled up data from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. It has instruments that measure tide, wind, and current changes all along the East Coast. Sure enough, the gauges from North Carolina to Maine showed an anomaly.
And right about at low tide on this day, on June 13th, you can see what the water level just drops right off the table.
Kincaid says the drop and the corresponding rise in water level was tsunami-like. But fellow geologists looked at the seismic records, nothing. So Kincaid says a peer who studies atmospheric and ocean interaction pulled up the weather data for the day. Bingo. NOAA had numerous reports of a severe weather system charging across mid-Atlantic states. That weather system was a phenomenon known as a derecho.
I've heard people describe them as beautiful and incredibly scary.
NOAA defines a derecho as a long band of thunderstorms that cause damage in just one direction over what amounts to a straight swath. They're fairly common. NOAA even keeps a list of the 20 or so worst derechos in recent history. They have names like the Corn Belt derecho of 1998 or the People Chaser derecho of 2001. But when this one slammed into the ocean, Kincaid and fellow scientists believe it may have caused something rare, a meteo tsunami.
Yeah, a meteo tsunami, which is related to meteorological induced tsunami.
Or simply put, a weather-generated tsunami. Essentially, high-pressure winds from the derecho pressed down on the ocean, and the ocean responded with tsunami-like waves. To demonstrate this, Kincaid fills up a Tupperware container partway with water. Then he blows straight down on its surface. His breath causes a depression, and when it releases, the water level heads off as waves. Now, that same thing on a much larger scale could have happened in the mid-Atlantic. This meteo tsunami theory is a popular one that's out there. It makes scientific sense, and there's empirical data to back it up. But is it the right one? I put the question to Kincaid.
What if it was something completely else, though?
Yeah, and that's another good point, is that there's other possibilities. And so one of the possibilities is that the wind is not what produced the tsunami, but maybe what it produced was a landslide.
Kincaid says that tsunamis can also occur after underwater landslides or slumps. And the head of NOAA's tsunami program, Mike Angove, says it's investigating the possibility of this happening in the Hudson Canyon off the New Jersey coast. NOAA has a buoy in deep waters in that location. Angove says it recorded a significant change in ocean level, which seems to indicate a slump.
If it was a weather-induced tsunami, you wouldn't necessarily expect for it to register at that dart buoy, which is located in very deep waters.
NOAA dispatched its research vessel, Okeanos Explorer, to the area. Okeanos gained notoriety searching for shipwrecks in the Aegean and Black Seas, and it used multi-beam sonar to take detailed images of the Hudson Canyon's shelf line. NOAA will compare those images with ones taken the previous year to look for any changes. But Ango says he's unsure if they'll find anything. He says the area is basically mud, making it difficult to spot slumps. And if nothing is found, then they'll have to go back to the possibility of the Medio tsunami. He adds that no definitive answer will be made until scientists can model it.
That's always the difficulty, is you need to be able to model this in a way that the waves represent what actually happened.
Ango says he hopes the studies will happen, as it's important for coastal communities to prepare for such events. But for North Kingstown Harbor Master Ed Hughes, he isn't so sure scientists will ever find out what caused the water to rise and fall at Wickford Harbor.
I'm willing to bet you the bottom line is going to be, we think this is what it was. You'll never get an answer for this one. I don't think you'll ever get an answer. And that makes it way cool.
Hughes says the unanswered questions are what make this whole story ocean. He says it's just another little secret the Deep Blue is keeping, adding, as H.P. Lovecraft would say, to its wonderful lore. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.